Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you on this Monday. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us by phone every Monday this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So when I called you a minute ago, my first question for you was with Helene having passed and you all sent a team over to that, and with Milton coming later on, you know, in about two days or so, were you sending anybody to that? Your answer to me was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm already down here. That's how quick we are.
But you are there for other reasons. But are you seriously, are you sticking around? Are you planning to be there for the first response?
No, we're leaving now, so we'll be back up, hopefully, in another 10 or 12-hour drive. We'll be back in Santa Rosa County.
Gotcha. But are you guys starting to prepare yet for, you know, who's willing to volunteer, who's willing to go, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we've already got our second team in place, and all the equipment has obviously been checked and everything and is ready to go. So our second team will go this time, give the first team a break.
Okay.
They did all the work the first round.
And they did not, second team did not deploy to Helene, is that right?
No, did not have to. So they're all fresh and ready to go.
Very good. One of the things that I was actually saw on your Facebook page is you guys are in a enhanced enforcement of people doing what I can only call the dumbest thing that drivers ever do, which is to pass a stopped school bus, right?
Yes. You know, and people get impatient because they're on a two-lane road or whatever, and the bus has to make five or six stops, and they just can't stand it. But, you know, you kill a kid, you know, your timetable will definitely change, and it will not be for the better.
So what it seems to me like some of these enforcement things, we all know they need to happen. And we know the school buses. Does Santa Rosa have the cameras on already? They do, right? On the
ends of they do.
Okay. So they've got that. But it seems like some things, when you think about them practically, how to enforce them, it seems very hard to accomplish because a school bus is a moving thing, and so it's very hard to observe that law-breaking in process. Am I thinking about this the right way?
You are, as a civilian. That's the way civilian thinks about it. The way cop thinks about it is, hey, let's put unmarked traffic units behind the buses and have them follow the buses.
I love it. I mean, I hate the fact that you have to, but why not?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay,
me too.
So... You have undercover cops in unmarked cars following school buses, in addition to them having cameras, and please tell me that you never have to make any arrests.
Well, when you say arrest, it's not really an arrest unless it's reckless driving. Like if the kids have to jump out of the way of a car or something, that's reckless driving. Yeah, we will make an arrest, but we haven't had to yet.
But you have been making arrests, or you're just enforcing at this point? Writing tickets, excuse me.
Tickets, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, but no arrest or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, I mean, our kids, we got to protect them. And, you know, if you're going to be an idiot out there and try to pass a school bus with those stop arms out, then, you know, you get what you get. Sorry for your loss.
What's the look like on the face? Because you all have body cameras. What's the look like on the face of somebody who got pulled over by an unmarked cop car for passing a stop school bus?
Well, I'll put it in school vernacular. It looks like a little kid that just got caught with his hand in the candy jar and knows he's about to get a spanking.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hate to chuckle because it's such a serious thing, but that's, my God, people are just, and as you say, it's amazing what, and I get it, because if you're a driver, it's frustrating to wait 10 or 20 seconds. It just is. You get into a different mindset. But, man, you just, I don't know. Are school zones also part of the enforcement, or is it really buses particularly?
Yeah, school zones too. We sit at school zones, but most of the time with school zones, if you see the lights on at the school zone, you'll see a cop sitting there with the lights on. So you don't get a lot of people that's going to challenge that. So
I had the funniest, you'll appreciate this. I had the funniest moment of, I knew enough to get myself into trouble the other day. Remember when we closed down school that one day from Helene, and I was driving through a school zone and the lights were on and the cars were going slow. And I'm like, well, there's no kids today. It's okay.
It'll be all right.
It was a weird, weird moment. Anyway, last thing I wanted to ask you about is, I know you and I have talked a lot about the assassination attempts on President Trump's life. And of course, he went back to Butler, Pennsylvania this last Saturday, and successfully he was there. And, you know, you joked, the first line was, as I was saying, you know, kind of before. But I think so much has come out about this incident in Butler that's so concerning. And, you know, I've talked a lot about this. The one thing that hasn't gotten nearly enough attention to me is when Kim Cheadle, the former I'd say now disgraced, but former head of Secret Service, her first response was to deny and blame and to blame the local law enforcement. And I thought that is a terrible plan. It now turns out that a local cop was the first one to shoot, at least at and probably hit Crooks before the Secret Service countersnipers. As a local sheriff, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think that's not too surprising, but I'll tell you right now, you know, the federal government, when it comes to, you know, making a mistake, rarely do they admit it. So I'm glad this came out. And it just shows people that, you know, just because somebody's in front of Congress testifying, it does not make it the truth.
That's, man, that is so accurate. And I will say this. I wanted, you know, the president also, President Trump, went out of his way to praise Secret Service for the agents putting their bodies between him and the rifle, right? Which is an amazing act, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's what they're trained to do and what they're supposed to do. And they don't give it a second thought. Same thing with Reagan when he got shot. If you watch that video, a guy turned totally body front right to the gun and he took a round to the stomach. And, you know, that's what they're trained to do.
It's amazing. And, you know, and facing a rifle, I assume you're not wearing plate. I mean, you just, you know, you're putting your life at risk by doing that. That's, you know, that's a heroic act.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, Sheriff Johnson, anything else you want to let us know before we let you go this morning? Anything you guys are involved in or anything coming up?
No, right now, and I'm knocking wood, as you can hear, it's all quiet.
I will take that and maybe create a little bit of fear and deterrence among the people who would otherwise pass a school bus. I appreciate that. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, thanks for joining us this morning while you're out of town in Orlando with family. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.